going to be an interesting year for us. We're going to have an interesting quarterback battle. As I've said, coming out of spring, you know, everybody, there's no secret to it. I'm not trying to hold back or play a coat close to the vest with our quarterback. We had four guys competing for the job in spring ball. All of them were still in contention for the job. No one really separated themselves to pull away from one of the other four at that position. I'm hoping over the summer that someone does do that. I will be a happy guy to name a starting quarterback and find somebody that has separated themselves from the other three throughout the summer, whether it's all the extra work they put in over the summer. If it happens in the first week of training camp, great. If it has to happen game week, fantastic. If it, you know, I hope it does happen, or it might take into the course of the season. We don't know, but excited about those three guys. They have, they're going to bring a new look to our offense. We'll be a little bit different on offense this year, but we're going to do that because we're playing with a different quarterback.
I know that there's a sign in the locker room that says respect woman. What did you tell the team to welcome Jeffrey Simmons in with a one-game suspension? How do you convey that as to the fans, players, families, that's conveying that sign and living up to that sign?
Well, everything we do within our program and all the players on our team are part of a family. And, you know, and so every guy on our team we treat as part of a family. And, you know, as we look at different things of core values within the program, of how to better yourself in life, it gets down to a decision-making process. And one of the things that we want to do as a coach is help young men learn to make good decisions. And we're always working and coaching our young men of how to make a good decision. Every time you make a decision in life, there's going to be a consequence. And you have to think how it's going to affect you, how it affects your teammates, how it affects your family, how it affects our football program. And, you know, and all of these young guys that come in and come through our program, we constantly want to help them learn to make good decisions in their life. And as hopefully, I certainly hope that as guys leave, they're much better decision makers in life than when they come in. And, you know, in all our players, and in not just one part, but in every aspect of our life, I think their lives, that's critical.
Coach, when you when the program handed out its discipline for Jeffrey Simmons, did you leave that meeting assuming that this was going to be satisfactory for everybody outside the program, or did you anticipate some of the public backlash that you did get?
No, I wasn't involved as much. It was a university decision, but I was just thrilled that we're having Jeffrey as part of our family coming in. As I said, I mean, I take a lot of pride as a coach on developing young men to be champions, not just on the field, off the field, in every part of their life, to be successful in whatever it is they do. And that's not an easy process. I think everyone loves coaches. We get judged a lot on a 60-minute game on Saturday. But our real job goes well beyond that. It goes, we have 4 to 5 years to make a positive impact on young people's lives, and hopefully they leave better men in our program than when they came, and they can go out and have successful lives and be successful part of successful in their futures, make positive impacts in their communities.
Dan, when you recruit and enroll someone on your campus who has a violent incident in their past, what level of responsibility goes to the coach if that player then causes an incident on campus that turns one of your students into a victim?
Yeah, I think one of the things you have to do in any time that's a situation like that occurs, you have to have a great investigation into what happened, into getting as many details from as many people as you possibly can to make good decisions. And you never, because you are responsible in a very high profile position, you want to make sure that everybody in the university is involved. It's not a football decision. It is a university decision that we're all looking at making, and that we want to go out there. And to do that, we have to have as much information as possible. In this situation, our university did a very, very thorough investigation into everything that happened within the situation there, and came up with the conclusion that, you know, we felt that Jeffrey deserved the opportunity to be part of our family, and that now we move forward in helping educate and develop a young man to become successful in his life. We're all responsible. If that happens, all of us are. But I'll be honest with you, I'm responsible for the actions of every one of my players. I'm responsible as the head coach. I can't be with them all the time. All I can do is be a parent. My wife and I try to be parents to every one of the kids in our program. Not any individual, just every single one of them. We try to be parents. And I take a great deal of responsibility and of all our players and the actions that they do, good and bad. I'm proud of our guys, of all of our different players that we've had and the successes they have. But just like you are with your own children, they're gonna. We'll have a lot of different players make mistakes. And when they do make mistakes, to be honest with you, I know for a lot of people it's a story or it's a blur or it's a headline. For us, that's a family member that's making a mistake that you're trying to help them get through a tough time, help educate them, help them not make mistakes in the future, and help them better themselves in life.